We're joined now by our senior producer, Steve Proffitt. He's here to help share some listener letters. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Madeline. We got quite a few letters critical of our coverage of the Virginia Tech shootings. Specifically, many listeners were offended by a pair of stories we did about the fact that the shooter was born in South Korea.
Yes, letters like this one from M.M. Maxfield of Boston. The Korean heritage of the shooter on the Virginia Tech campus is not the point.
This writer goes on to say, this was not a Korean crime. You're apparently looking for more ways to make news content from a tragedy.
And this from Jessica Greaser of Souderton, Pennsylvania. Let this young man simply be a troubled student, not a Korean troubled student.
Ms. Greaser adds, I don't remember talking about hate crimes against whites when Columbine happened.
Another story that generated lots of listener comment was an interview with a Stanford scientist who had done a study showing that using ethanol to power automobiles might cause more pollution than gasoline.
Yes, that was Mark Jacobson. In the interview, he also said using ethanol would do little to limit the amount of carbon dioxide emissions, the kind that contribute to global warming.
There's only a 2% difference in the net carbon emissions between ethanol and gasoline, which is virtually negligible.
Quite a few listeners wrote in to challenge that statement. Here's a typical response from Milton Wickstrom of Waverly, Iowa. Fuels from renewable resources such as corn are carbon neutral. That is, he explains, the carbon that they release from combustion is carbon which they previously absorbed while growing.
And Mr. Waverly concludes, contrast this with petroleum-based products, which are not carbon neutral since they release new carbon that has been trapped underground since geologic times.
Finally, Madeline, to baby Pesca. A week ago, we told you about the newborn son of our correspondent, Mike Pesca, and how he and his wife were having trouble deciding on a name.
And we asked for your help, and you came through with scores of suggestions.
Moby, Michelangelo, Miles.
Fresca Pesca.
Al Fresca. Pesca.
Wiley, Owen, Lalo, and Rolo.
And so on and so on.
But we learned this week that the winner is Milo Booker Pesca.
Congrats to the proud parents and thanks to all of you who wrote in.
You can write to us too. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. Steve Proffitt, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.